This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Harvard biochemistry professor Jack Strominger has published more than 1,000 scientific papers. His son, the renowned physicist Andrew Strominger, won Silicon Valley's Breakthrough Prize. But the younger Strominger says even with that, he couldn't escape his father's large shadow.
People would come up to me and say, "Here, can you hold my camera and take a picture of me with Jack?"
This morning, for our occasional series, Visionaries, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg profiles a scientist still hard at work, well into his 90s.
Last December, in his Harvard office, Jack Strominger shared some good news.
"I just got a grant at age 93.
It was a fairly small grant, but it raised the question of whether, at 93, Strominger was the oldest scientist in the country to win an NIH grant.
I wondered.
The NIH says no, he's not, and it can't say who the record holder is. But it can say it's funding just 13 scientists over age 90 out of hundreds of thousands. So Jack Strominger is a member of a very elite club. What's his secret?
My secret is when you reach 93, you have some choices. Some people play bingo, others watch TV. Some people play chess. I play science."
"Well, it's doing something that you love."
Strominger's son, Andrew, the physicist.
"It is a wonderful occupation, and we live in an incredible universe, and it's just a great thrill to discover it."
Jack Strominger admits he's a scientific thrill seeker and always has been, ever since a quirk of fate landed him in his own fully funded NIH lab at the crazy young age of 26. Strominger figured out how penicillin kills bacteria, a major advance that took 30 years. Later, he played a role in another huge discovery, the molecular structure that lets the immune system tell friend from foe.
So I'm going to take it out now. Oh, sorry. It's kind of bloody.
In Strominger's lab, researcher Tamara Tilbergs removes a fresh human placenta from its plastic container. These days, Jack Strominger is tantalized by a mystery known as the pregnancy paradox. A fetus is a foreign entity inside a pregnant woman. So why doesn't her immune system reject it?
Then you see this really large placental disc that is kind of more than, it's kind of more than a pound. And I'm just going to use some scissors to show you what is maternal and what is fetal.
The baby it used to nourish has been born, and the placenta donated to science. It's a very impressive organ. It looks something like a thick frisbee encased in white membranes.
I think they're actually beautiful.
Strominger has been wrestling with the pregnancy paradox for more than 10 years now. It has high medical stakes. More than 10% of babies are born prematurely, and one factor could be molecules that trigger the mother's immune system to reject the fetus. His mind is working on the problem night and day.
I was going to sleep, and I had a great idea that all these four molecules are regulated together by a common enhancer.
Last month, Strominger got some more good news. Another grant from the NIH to study the immune system during pregnancy. A big one this time, $4 million over 5 years, in a major collaboration with a lab at Harvard Medical School. There's some controversy in science around grants going to older researchers because it can be so hard for younger scientists to get their careers off the ground.
But on the other hand, the U.S. is a meritocracy, right? Like, so he's doing great work.
Dr. Isaac Chu started working in Strominger's lab when he was still in high school. Now he's an assistant professor of immunology at Harvard, and he says Strominger still inspires him.
He still comes and says, you know, "What I'm doing right now, Isaac, I think is one of the most exciting things I'm doing scientifically in my whole career," right? So even today as a 93-year-old, you can see that he wants to make the big discoveries.
And they could be big, Chu says, with potential implications from autoimmune diseases to cancer. Strominger's lab now has the funding to keep going. He just needs his body to keep cooperating.
I think I've been very lucky that although I've had arthritis problems, my head's remained clear, very clear. I think maybe one reason it's remained clear is because I use it all the time.
He uses a walker to get around and hearing aids, but says he's in basically good shape aside from typical age-related health problems.
I do sometimes say, well, 94, I'm almost 94. How much more do I have? I'd like another 5 years.
He hopes to keep mentoring younger scientists and to keep solving immune system mysteries. His son, Andrew, says one of the best parts of being a scientist is the sense that any contribution you make is forever.
And your name may or may not be attached to it, but you have this kind of peaceful feeling that you contributed to the world in a way that can't be erased.
At almost 94, Jack Strominger has more of those contributions to make. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.